Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel to Castle Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. As always, I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's topic is about prioritizing and time management. If you're a college student and you have a question or a comment for the show, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Now, depending on when your semester began, you've been attending classes for 1 to 2, maybe 2.5 weeks. While your schedule may look less restrictive on paper, you may find that you are doing much more as a college freshman than you did as a high school student. A friend, respected colleague, once said to me when we were working together, in college, students, you don't have free time. You have time to manage. This is Labor Day, so I'm going to keep it short and let you get back to the rest of your long weekend as soon as possible. But first, I am going to address managing your time. I've mentioned several times that being a good college student doesn't happen automatically or by chance. It happens by making conscious decisions to prioritize your academic responsibilities above everything else. So you've been doing this for a couple of weeks now, and you might feel as though you have a hold on it, or maybe you don't. Either way, I'm going to tell you how to get it done. Get a pen so you can take a few notes. Now, first, get a planner. I mentioned that last week, either an electronic planner, like maybe using Google Calendar, or a paper planner. Many universities still have them available for first-year students for a limited time at the beginning of the semester. If they don't have one available for free, then you can always buy one at your student bookstore or another bookstore like Barnes & Noble or something of that nature. You can even get them at big box stores, Walmart, Target, office supply stores. First thing is get a planner. Second, take a week out of your life. So whether it's a generic week, you know, Sunday through Saturday, or if it's a specific week on a calendar, use that. First thing I want you to do is put in your class schedule into your planner. So every moment that you are supposed to be in class, and I know you're going to go to class, put that in there first. Then add in work if you have to work. So you want to make sure not only you put in the hours that you're responsible for working if you have a consistent schedule, but you also need to build in some transportation time, particularly if you work off campus or if you live off campus and have to get to another job somewhere else. So now that you have those two things in, because those don't move, your class schedule and your work schedule typically don't move, what I want you to do is put in what is called the 2-to-1 rule. The rule of thumb is that for every hour that you spend in class, you study 2 hours outside of class. So, for example, if you're in a 3-credit English course, then you should spend 6 hours outside of class working or studying for English. So, in total, for a 14-credit hour load, you have to incorporate 28 hours of studying into your weekly schedule. Now, the 2-1 may vary slightly for things like kinesiology and physical education courses where you might not have to do as much work outside of class, but then you'll also have some classes where you'll need to do much more work outside of class. So you got to balance that, but the 2-to-1 rule is a pretty good rule of thumb. And the 2 hours spent outside of class can include going to tutoring sessions, going to help rooms, and spending time in your professor's office hours. But make sure you build it in. And I'm going to let you know now, the more you can build in Monday through Friday, the less you'll have to build in over the weekend. But I can pretty much guarantee you there is no time management plan that will not include some study time on the weekend. You're a college student now, so you got to do that too. You want to make sure you take care of business first. So you have your planner. You put in your class schedule. You put in your work schedule and the hours from the 2-to-1 rule. Next, I don't want you to forget you are a college student. So block off some time to have fun or just kick back. Go to the mall. Go to the movies. If you're a gamer, do that. Spend time with your friends. You want to make sure that you balance all of your academic and your work responsibilities with having a little fun, too. Otherwise, you're not going to get a full college experience. So this social time and fun may or may not include any clubs or organizations that you are in. I recommend that you limit it to 2 for your first year. one in your major, and one just for fun. But those need to go in your schedule as well. Now, I should have mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to say it now. Put in meals and sleep. You have to sleep. You have to get your sleep. Sleep is where your brain refreshes. You also grow in your sleep. So do not think that you can't do what you need to do unless you miss sleep, because being able to get the proper amount of rest actually helps you function better throughout the day, so you can be more productive and you can be more effective. So don't rule that out or don't think that it's something that's unnecessary, because it isn't. Meals and sleep. So as a quick recap, planner, class schedule, work schedule, 2-to-1 rule, fun or social time, meals and sleep. Now, your time management plan, however you set it up, isn't set in stone, but it should be used as a very strong guideline, at least for now while you're starting. Try it out for a week, stick to it, and let me know how things are going for you. What I'll do is put one together and put a sample on my blog, and you can check that out to give you an idea of where to start. So I think I've talked enough. That's it for this evening's broadcast. Chasa Matasa is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school students to college students. If you have any questions or comments before next Monday's show, you can submit them through my website, www.chasamatasa.com. You can also send me a direct email, and my email address is dr.deidre@chasamatasa.com. My blog, chasamatasa.blogspot.com, is going to have more information, including a sample time management plan and suggestions for making this whole college thing work. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. So let's get college ready.